Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the finals of the Social Development Commission SDC 2014 Community Cricket Competition and more. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. Members of Racecourse Cricket Club are still enjoying the bragging rights they earned from emerging winners of the Social Development Commission's National 2020 Community Cricket Competition on Sunday. The Clarendon-based team dethroned last year's champions and favourites Old Harbour Cricket Club. Old Harbour went out to bat first, but rain disrupted their innings after the team had put up 86 runs after 11 overs. Racecourse was subsequently sent in to bat, tasked with amassing 78 runs from 8 overs based on the Duckworth-Lewis scoring system, and led by the aggressive batting of Wayne Davis, who scored an unbeaten 38, and Jason Wedderburn, who scored 22 runs, Racecourse emerged victorious, claiming the $1.2 million cash prize and the championship trophy. Team captain Hamlet Stewart says the victory will go a far way in helping to re-establish Clarendon's former dominance in cricket.
There was once Clarendon cricket was on the top in terms of Jamaican cricket. This would be a good stepping stone for us to really take back cricket where it was from before.
A condition of winning the competition is that 15% of the prize money must be used on projects that will uplift their communities. Stewart tells us what he and his teammates have planned for Racecourse.
We're planning to use the 15% that was deducted from our prize money to help and develop some rewarding infrastructure. Last year, we have done it to the Racecourse Primary School, which most of us have is a past student. So winning this cash prize, it will mean a lot in terms of development.
Second place winner Old Harbour Cricket Club walked away with $600,000. Rose Hall from St. Elizabeth claimed third place and $300,000 after beating out Content Gardens by 5 runs in third place match. This year, 276 teams registered for the competition with an average of 20 teams per parish. Acting Public Relations Manager of the Social Development Commission, Delona Fleming, expressed satisfaction with the support and execution of this year's tournament.
We've got crowd support in all of the 12 parishes that we hosted feature games in. And it speaks to the work of the community members, and it speaks to the work of the community development officers that worked on behalf of the SDC, the field supervisors. It took a strong team to galvanize so much people.
Ms. Fleming says she's already looking forward to next year's competition and is inviting more sponsors to come on board.
We're hoping that with good sponsorship, we can raise it and become the biggest cricket competition in the island.
Football fans are being encouraged to come out to the National Stadium to support local football team Waterhouse FC as they take on Panamanian outfit Toro FC in the first round group stage of the CONCACAF Club Championship. Waterhouse is the only Jamaican club in the tournament and need a victory to seal progression into the second round. Kickoff is set for 8 p.m. Admission $500. You are also being asked to lend support to the Jamaican competitors participating in the 5th International Taekwondo Federation ITF World Cup being staged at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James from August 27 to 29. Over 30 countries are represented at the tournament, and Jamaica's 75-man team will face stiff competition as it looks to top its previous best medal haul at an ITF tournament of 2 medals. The country will be looking for strong performances from Olympian Kenneth Edwards and Shekima Cunningham, as well as Ashika Dyer. Admission to the event each day is $500. Come out in your colors and cheer the country's Taekwondo fighters to victory. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.